It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Back inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Varsity boys looking to complete the sweep of the Beulah Bobcats here at home. JV boys took care of business, and the varsity girls take care of business as well, winning that one 55-20. You can talk all about the Warriors defensively and their defensive ball pressure, especially keeping teams at a very minimal score. I don't believe they've allowed more than 26, I think it was. Maybe 27, somewhere around that, in four straight games. And the offense really, really came to life, especially in that first half. Some of the final stats for the Lee Scott Warriors. Clark Ivett finished with a team-high 26. Haynes Kesey had 11, knocked down three big-time threes. Sydney Dunlap had two. Zellner had two. Herndon also with two. Camden Cleveland, a little bit of a quiet night on the scoring side of things, but did her job rebounding and distributing as well. She had seven, and Sutton Lewis with five. The girls knocked down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 triples in the contest tonight. 24 of their 50 points coming from behind the three-point line. The three-point line hasn't necessarily been the most friendly to the Warriors throughout this young season, but if they can start to get that shot, you will love where you are at. Again, the defense and the full court pressure that Lee Scott runs for a majority of the game really takes its toll on a team. They can get their transition buckets, they can get to the free throw line, but if you can start expanding your team, making them have to play you out and respect the three-point line rather than just being able to crunch down that zone, everything in the paint, you will love where you're at. If you're Coach Corey Harrison, who just picked up her 203rd win in her coaching career. Again, her 200th win was last Tuesday night against Horseshoe Bend. We'll try to get her up here with us here on the Lee Scott Sports Network at the Varsity Boys Halftime Show at the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll get her talks about her 200th win and what she's loved about her team so far as the Varsity Girls winners in four straight contests. And we now transition over to the Varsity Boys side of things, who come into play tonight at a red-hot 10-1. They are also winners in three straight contests. They defeated Horseshoe Bend, they defeated Notasoga, and then they defeated Lafayette on Friday night as well. This team a little bit more banged up. Again, you still see Wyatt Watley sitting there with Coach Johnson on the Lee Scott Academy bench, so I do not think you will see him in action tonight. You have a couple JV guys in the lineups warming up with the boys as well, so hopefully they'll be able to get some really solid action for Lee Scott tonight. But again, they enter 10-1. I believe the boys wasn't completely correct. I believe it's 4-3. But that was all subject to change as well, as we are under 6 minutes until tip-off between the Lee Scott Academy Warriors and the Bobcats of Beulah. Lee Scott in their first area game in the AHSAA. The area, the four teams in Lee Scott. So it's obviously Lee Scott, it is Beulah, it is Glenwood, and it is Dadeville. You will see those other three teams on the other side of the new year. You'll see them in 2025, a very early area game. Both coaches were talking about how this is where the real season starts. It doesn't matter truly what you've done before, because it all comes down to how you play in those eight games, the home and home with the region opponents. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the keys to the game, get you some starting lineups as well, all of that and more when the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off continues on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion. It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Now the starting lineups, brought to you by Googe Performing Arts Center on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Took a little bit of an extended break trying to see if we could get the stream up and running, but the Wi-Fi is still out here inside Sanford Gymnasium. But just about ready for tip. Warriors in their home white. The Beulah Bobcats in their road all blacks. Warriors will be going left to right as we see it here. And the Bulldog, or the Bobcats rather, going right to left. The Bobcats get their way, working their way inside to the low block, and Cameron Baker able to get the tough runner to go. Warriors unable to connect on their end and quickly working their way on the other side. Hayden Harper tries to get for a steal, and now they're going to call a double dribble on the Bobcats. The Bobcats brought a nice little student section as well. They're all in the front row. So see how vocal they get throughout the evening. Starting lineups for the Warriors tonight, they're presented by the Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. It's Haley, Harper, Wright, Myers, and Cook, the starting five that you've seen throughout a majority of this season. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Hayden Harper now has it in the short corner. They get it inside with Parks. Myers trying to find Parker Wright, but it gets stolen, and we're going the other way. 2-0 Bobcats. A minute of action has gone by in the first quarter. Spin move trying to work Parker right down in the low block, but he left the layup short. Right with the rebound, he finds Hayden Harper, who sits at the top of the key. Now to Haley, now to Barrett Cook. Now back to Haley, thought about the three, pump fake, step back. Hayden Harper will take the triple, and that one off the side of the rim. Haley with the offensive rebounds, and they're going to call a travel. I thought there was a lot of contact, and he was losing the ball on the way up, but they will call him four steps. 6.5 to play here in the first quarter. And you see Beulah plays a relatively similar style of basketball that Lee Scott does. Want to get out in transition. Baker controls the offense, swings it to the far corner, and a turnover. Hayden Harper, he has numbers. It's Haley out. Nobody's out there with him. And the Warriors tie it up 2-2. 2 minutes underway here in the first quarter on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. 18-foot jumper. And Jadarian Foreman able to knock it down. They try to find right inside this Hayden Harper, but it gets stolen. Now the elbow jumper that time left it short. Fight for the rebound. I believe it's going to be out on Hayden Harper. It will be. And it remains Bobcat basketball. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, wherever you're tuned in from. Thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Could have been an over-the-back foul, but not called. Jadarian Foreman on the offensive rebound gets the putback, and the Bobcats lead 6-2. Barrett Cook, right corner three, and he buries it. Talked about it all season long. The best catch-and-shoot guy on this team is number 23 in white. He will make the defense pay if you leave him open. Hayden Harper finds him, and Cook buries it. Now a steal on his end as the Bobcats tried to go quick. It's now Haley on the right side. Could have been a foul. No call. They're going to say that Bo Duck, wearing number one in black for the Bobcats, got the block on the Haley layup. A fast-paced 3 minutes so far here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 6-5 Bobcats. Hayden Harper, right corner three. He buries that one and walks his way back. Gives a little wink to the student section that's formed on the front row for the Bobcats. Foreman, left wing three, well short. And now the Lee Scott student section on the other side of the gym will let him hear about that one for the remainder of the night. 8-6. Lee Scott leads the Beulah Bobcats. The Bobcats try and throw it inside. It gets tipped and then goes off the backboard. And then a foul under their own basket. It'll be Warrior basketball. A Barrett Cook three, a Hayden Harper three, and a Grayson Haley layup have the scoring for Lee Scott as the Warriors lead the Bobcats 8-6. They find Haley in the short corner. Kick it back out to Barrett Cook on the left wing. Now out to Parks Myers. Hayden Harper splits the defense. That's too easy for number two in white. One little pump fake. Hayden gets it to go. And now Haley did they count the basket? No, he did. Okay, so Haley got the inbound steal. There's a discussion, yeah. The announcer here inside Sanford Gymnasium said that it was an and one, but it was not. So Haley got the inbound steal following the Harper layup. Went up and got hacked, and Haley now at the stripe knocks down the first free throw. Warriors trailed 6-2, now lead 11-6. Second free throw from Haley, and he knocks it down. Warriors still showing some full court pressure. And once the ball gets inbounded, they release back into the half court set. Warriors are in man to start the game. On the defensive side of the floor, 12-6. 18-foot. Jumper is a tough shot. Can't get that one to go. But Jadarian Foreman, a name I remember from the football side of things, gets the offensive rebound and lays it in 12-8. And a steal now on the Warriors side. It's 12-8. And Cameron Baker, elbow jumper can't go. Hayden Harper, the rebound. Warriors have numbers. Parks Myers, left-handed layup. A lot of contact. No call. But he's able to get the layup to go. Bobcats slow things down following the made baskets. And now get the ball inside. Parker Wright tried to draw a foul, but a nice job by Saban Chambers to avoid the contact. 14-10. Hayden Harper finds Parker Wright down low through a lot of contact. But Parker Wright able to finish it. Refs are letting both teams play here early. Haley now gets a steal with Baker trying to go behind the back. A pick steal, and Haley lays it in. It's now 18-10. Bobcats now have numbers on there, and Parker Wright gets a block. Almost knocks out of bounds. It goes off his back. Hayden Harper's able to recover it, and the Warriors slow things down. Barrett Cook running into a catch-and-shoot three. Can't get that one to go. Oh, man, the lid would have been taken off Sanford Gymnasium had that one gone in, but we're going the other way. And the Bobcats slow things down. They get it to the free throw line. Right wing three on their end is too strong. Wide open offensive rebound with Kadarius Morgan. And now back to Parks Myers. The right-handed layup from the left side is up and good. Man, the Warriors gave up 2 points, and 3 seconds later, got it right back. I'm putting tallies on the scoreboard. Next thing I know, they're inside the paint. A tough running jumper from Cameron Baker. An acrobatic shot, and the Warriors gift him a foul. He'll head to the free throw line. to 12 with 2 minutes to play here in this fast-paced first quarter. First free throw from Baker is up and good. Three Warriors will sub in, three will sub out. Cord Zellner, Chapman Harris, and Will Lyles will sub in. Harper and Parks Myers will remain on the floor. Second free throw on the way from Cameron Baker. And he gets that one to go. He now has four here in this first quarter. Harper dribbles across the half-court timeline. Passes to Chapman Harris. Now the Warriors running a little bit of motion offense. Both teams in man to start the night. Hayden Harper with a crossover dribble. Now to Parks Myers through a lot of contact on the left side. Layup and the foul. And a little subtle, too little motion. I saw that from number 11. I love it. The motion offense causing the Bobcats fits on the defensive end. Parks Myers caught the ball at the far corner and dribbled all the way into the paint without getting picked up. Free throw hits every part of the rim and goes down. Parks Myers now has seven in the first quarter. Bobcats able to break the press, and a tough shot once again from Baker. Will Lyles, the offensive rebound, and Hayden Harper didn't have the numbers but took it anyway in the inside layup, or inside-handed layup, rather, from Hayden Harper on the right side, and the Bobcats need a timeout. We'll take one with them, 25-14, 1:29 remaining in the first quarter. We'll be back with a final 89 seconds when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
To 12, Warriors lead the Bobcats with 1:24 now in counting here in the first quarter. Left wing three from the Bobcats is well too strong. Weak side rebounds. Can't lay up, won't go. But a foul will be called. Hunter Brown heads to the free throw line. First free throw rattles home. Fast-paced first quarter. Both of these teams playing very similar style offenses, but the Warriors just playing a little more fundamentally sound, getting some better, some higher quality shots. Brooke Zachary subs into the game, and he gets the rebound following the miss. Hayden Harper now inside to Chapman Harris, and an elbow wraparound foul around the neck. I don't believe he intended to do it, but almost looked like he was putting Chapman Harris in a headlock. Warriors will inbound it. That was the fourth team foul for the Bobcats. Hayden Harper, far corner three. He rattles that one home. Hayden Harper with 10 in the first quarter, and it's nice to see him getting that shooting stroke going again. Ball gets all the way inside. Really tough reverse layup from Damarian Foreman. The Warriors quick to cross half court, already trying to capitalize once again. Hayden Harper at the top of the key. Now to Will Lyles and Cord Zellner. A cutting Hayden Harper. Left-handed layup. Beautiful ball movement, and Hayden Harper lays it home. Ball working around the perimeter. Got to the short corner. Cord Zellner had his man posted up, and Hayden Harper from the top of the key came straight down like the Red Sea was parted and had a wide-open left-handed layup. 30-17. The Bobcats working the way up the ball or up the sideline, step on the sideline. It's Warrior basketball with 30.8 remaining in the first quarter. 30-17, a high scoring first quarter here. Will Lyles, far corner three, that one can't go. And the Bobcats win the rebound. Baker now has it. Could have been a travel, no call. Pump fake, still decided to take the shot anyway. Offensive rebounds with the Bobcats. Right wing three, no good. Hayden Harper clears it, and they now have numbers. Brooke Zachary on the leak out. He's got that one to go. Left-handed layup. 32-17, three-quarter heave. Hits the top of the backboard. Warriors, after trailing 6-2, go on a ginormous run and lead 32-17 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a break, come back, and bring you the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Ready to get the second quarter underway. Warriors 32, Bobcats 17. Lee Scott will get the ball to start the second quarter. Hayden Harper finds Parks Myers. He works his way inside the paint into a cutting Barrett Cook, but it gets intercepted on the bounce pass going the other way with Cameron Baker. His left wing three can't go. Haley rips down the rebounds. Ball all the way passed out across half court. Hayden Harper keeps his dribble. Right-handed reverse layup. Can't get that one to go. It's set on the rim for a second or two. Ball now sits in the far corner. Now into the short corner. Parker Wright tried to draw a charge. Ends up getting the steal himself. Hayden Harper dribbles it up across half court. They find it now to Barrett Cook. In the far corner, Hayden Harper sizing up his man, kicks it out to Haley, who's cutting on the drive. A lot of contact, no foul. Coach William Johnson wanted a foul. Cameron Baker now going the other way. Nice job by Hayden Harper playing defense without fouling. And Jadarian Foreman takes it off the rim and tips it in. 6:54 remaining in this second quarter. Parker right now in the low block, tries to kick it out, but that ball gets stolen. Right-handed layup, no good, Jadarian Foreman. With the offensive putback, and didn't quite dunk it home, but right at the rim, goes up and takes it off the rim, and another putback from Foreman. And you can tell that fired up the student section and the Beulah fans a little bit. Warrior lead still is 13. They kick it inside to Parker Wright. Now to Chapman Harris, but it gets knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Baseline Wright. It's Harper, Harris, Wright, Haley, and Myers into the contest. And Barrett Cook will sub in for somebody. Everybody's facing the wrong direction. He'll check in for Parker Wright. 6.5 to play here in the second quarter. Hayden Harper to inbound it, kicks it to Barrett Cook here in this near corner, walks it up to the wing, kicks it back to the corner, and Harper now working around the perimeter. Chapman Harris, oh my goodness, if he could have gotten that one to go, made Foreman fall. Offensive rebound won by Barrett Cook. Now with Hayden Harper, he works his way inside through a lot of contact, and he will draw the foul. Oh, Chapman Harris, he was shooting that one regardless as he made Foreman touch the earth but couldn't knock down the three. Parks Myers now to Hayden Harper. Up and under layup. Hayden Harper, man, that's just too easy. Harper with 14 now in the contest. 34-19. Bobcats get it across half court and slow things down. They'll set up the offense. 6 minutes to play. Warriors lead by 15, but it doesn't feel like it. Ball working around, staying on this right side. Parks Myers with a steal. He has numbers. Tries to meet the man at the rim. A lot of contact down low. No call. But Parks Myers converts the layup. Warriors continue to extend the lead. Harper with 14. Parks Myers now with 9. Haley with 6. Barrett Cook with 3. Parker Wright with 2. The scoring so far through just about a quarter and a half, as the Warriors lead the Beulah Bobcats 36-19 on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was Morgan trying to size up Chapman Harris. Great defense, steal by Hayden Harper. Parks Myers once again with the left-handed layup and a flex. He's now in double figures for the Warriors. And Lee Scott's now doubled up Beulah. Left-handed up and under layup. How did that go in? Damarian Foreman with a circus layup, but the Warriors quick to go the other way. Hayden Harper, left-handed layup. That one too strong. Thought it was a foul. Tried to plead for it, but couldn't get that one to go. Bobcats dribble across half court and set up the offense. They work their way into the low block. It's now with Foreman. Can't rattle that three home. Hayden Harper, the rebound. He doesn't have numbers. He'll slow things down himself. Now to Haley. Now back to Harper. He's feeling himself at the top of the key. That three is short. Ripped down by the Bobcats. 4:17 remaining in this second quarter. Warriors lead by 17. A reminder that today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Right-handed layup won't go, but through contact, it'll be Haley picking up the personal foul. And Kadarius Morgan heads to the stripe. Both of these offenses working so fast, it's hard for me to get the little ad reads in. Again, a huge thank you to all of our sponsors for being a part of Lee Scott Academy basketball. First free throw is short. 4 minutes and 1 second on the clock here at or before the half. We'll try and talk with Coach Corey Harrison as the varsity girls pick up their fourth straight win, this time a 55-20 win. Second free throw, no good. Parks Myers, another steal. He kicks it out to Hayden Harper. And that fast break offense is just a thing of beauty right now for Lee Scott. 40-21. Jadarian Foreman, far corner three. That one, another air ball. Foreman walking back down the floor, tapping his chest. They'll say that it was out on Lee Scott. It will stay Bobcat basketball. And, I mean, all 10 players started working their way down the floor. I guess all 8 other than the inbounder and Hayden Harper. But the Bobcats are able to get the ball inbound. Free throw line jumper from Cameron Baker. No good. Offensive putback. Yes. Chapman Harris dribbles it across half court. Flings it to Hayden Harper and out of Will Lyles. The far corner three can't go. Parker Wright, the offensive rebound. Chapman Harris on the low block. Parks Myers, reverse layup. Can't get that one to go. But we'll head to the free throw line. Nice rebound by Parker Wright all the way in the near corner. Able to save it while running out of bounds. Found Chapman Harris, who a little flip pass to Parks Myers. Myers now with 5 in the quarter. He has 12 in the contest. Harper with 16, Parks Myers with 12, looking to make it 13. And he does. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Bobcats able to break the press, and Baker had the defender on his back. A wild shot. He's done that 2 or 3 times. He's running full speed and just tries to stop on a dime and get the defender, almost take out his legs from under him. But it works that time, and he heads back to the free throw line. 3:12 to play here in the second quarter. A fast-paced game up and down between Lee Scott and Beulah. First free throw from Baker is good. Gray Haley will sub in for Parks Myers, who gets a round of applause, as he should. Parks Myers, one of the spark plugs so far in this first half, as Baker goes 2 for 2 from the line. He has 7. Barrett Cook will sub in for Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper dribbles the ball up the court. The Bobcats in a half court, you could say, press as soon as Lee Scott brings the ball. But almost just a scramble drill as they try and work their way back into a 2-3 zone. Hayden Harper back to Haley. Thought about the three. Works his way inside. Could have been a travel, but instead they're going to get a reach-in foul. I thought Haley took a couple extra steps. Not going to lie to you, but you'll happily take a personal foul on the Bobcats. That's their fourth here in this second quarter. Will Lyles gets the inbound from Harper. Now to Haley. Now back to Harper. He works his way to the low block. Kicks it back to Haley. Now back to Will Lyles at the top of the key. Swings it to Barrett Cook. Now back to Haley to Harper on the right wing. Barrett Cook thought about the three. Tried to kick it into Cord Zellner on the low block, but it gets knocked away. It will stay right here. 2.5 to play here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 42-25. The Lee Scott Warriors out in front of the Beulah Bobcats. Harper throws it cross court to Barrett Cook, who thought about the three. Now to Haley, who thought about it as well. But the jump stop and the pump fake got everybody going. And Grayson Haley gets the layup to go. Bobcats bringing across the tie line. Thought about the three. Now inside with Duck at the three-point line. Cameron Baker, tough elbow jumper. And he buries it. Barrett Cook now gets the fast break layup along the far side. Tried to draw contact. Referees don't grant it to him. And he misses it short. Cameron Baker now going the other way. Circus layup. Can't get that one to go. But the Bobcats win the offensive rebound. Now it's with Haley. And Harper comes away with it. They have numbers if they want to use it. Harper will slow it down. Kicks it to Will Lyles. Now back to Hayden Harper. His right wing three. Can't get that to go. Will Lyles fights for the rebounds. And a Bobcat fights for it as well. I'm not sure why, as it would have been Bobcat basketball, but now it will stay with the Warriors under their own basket. 44-27, Lee Scott out in front of the Beulah Bobcats. 1:43 to play in this second quarter. Harper has it on the right wing, kicks it to Barrett Cook. Thought about the three, swinging it around the perimeter. It's now with Haley. He pump fakes, draws the contact. No foul, but just muscles his way inside. Haley now, two tough contested layups in this second quarter. Warriors almost get a steal on the inbounds. And the Bobcats now work their way inside. And a weak foul, I believe it's going to be on Barrett Cook. I thought he went straight up. But they'll say that the lower body connected with Damarian Foreman. And he heads to the line. 1:15. To go here in this second quarter. First free throw, can't rattle it home. Jadarian Foreman will sub back into the game. 46-27, Lee Scott out in front in 75 seconds of game action. We'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Recap the girls' game a little bit. Hopefully get Coach Corey Harrison on and talk about her accomplishments as well. And we'll talk about this half as well, as the boys with 46 points and counting here in this first half. A backcourt violation now on Lee Scott. Ball movement a little too fast there. And the Warriors turn it over with a minute to play. Bobcats slowing things down here on this possession. It's Cameron Baker standing inside the circle at half court, directing the offense. They kick it to the right wing, now into the corner. Thought about the three. They're trying to find Foreman on the low block. It's now back to Baker. Tough elbow jumper. That one short. Barrett Cook the rebound. Almost loses it. Passes it to his point guard. Now to Haley on the left block. Will Lyles. Now Brooke Zachary in the short corner. Spins away and then spins back towards the inside. And he gets hacked on the way up. He will head to the free throw line. Nice offensive possession. Working it inside. Brooke Zachary looks to capitalize. First free throw from Zachary. Can't get it to go. Reminder for anybody, and apologies for anybody that's trying to check in on the YouTube and Facebook live stream with the rain and the weather and everything. It knocked out the Wi-Fi for the time being inside Sanford Gymnasium, so radio only for the time being. Second free throw from Zachary is good, so he splits the pair. 47-28. Lee Scott under 20 seconds to play. Left wing three. That one's short. Will Lyles the rebound. It now rattles around. It's now Haley who corrals it. And the Warriors have a 3-on-2 fast break. It's Haley all the way. Tries to kick it to Brooke Zachary. It gets knocked away. It goes right back to him. Layup won't go. Will Lyles left wing three at the buzzer. Off the front of the rim. And the full court heave hits the back of the wall. And that will do it for the fast-paced first 16 minutes of play. Warriors, although don't necessarily feel like it, they are up 19. They lead 47-28 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those first half stats and hopefully get Coach Corey Harrison on the broadcast as well. Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors put up 47 in the first 16 minutes. of action here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action. And, man, it has been a blast so far through six quarters. 55-20, the girls' varsity squad took care of the Bobcats, and the boys lead 47-28. It might not necessarily feel like it because the Bobcats have gone on a couple runs as well, but just the execution by Lee Scott, especially on the offensive end of the floor, has created 47 points. I mean, the offensive efficiency by this Lee Scott Academy team, absolutely incredible. As we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Let's take a look at some of these halftime stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Hayden Harper leads all scorers tonight. He has 16. Parks Myers short, or not far behind. He has 13. Grayson Haley in double figures with 10. Parker Wright with 2. Brooke Zachary with 3. And Barrett Cook with 3. As well. A look along the other side, Jadarian Foreman leads the way for the Bobcats. He has 8. He has 10. Cameron Baker has 8. Chambers, Morgan, and Brown both have 2. And Damarian Foreman has 4 at the half. If you're the Warriors, some keys to the second half. If you can keep up the defensive pressure and even the offensive pressure as well, if you're going to give up some baskets, continue to return the favor as well. There were plenty of times where the Warriors gave up 2 on their end of the floor, and then 2 or 3 seconds later, you saw Hayden Harper or Parks Myers or Grayson Haley laying it up on their end literally 2 or 3 seconds later, to where I'm finishing writing down the tallies of who scored for the Bobcats, and I'm having to listen to the PA announcer to see who scored for the Warriors. Offensive efficiency off the charts here in the first half by Lee Scott. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. That's all coming up on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union, homegrown and member owned.
We love love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
16 down, 16 to go here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Bobcats get the ball to start the third quarter, and the Warriors fell asleep on the defensive end of the floor. They give up a wide open bucket to Kadarius Morgan. It's 47-30. Hayden Harper reverse layup through a lot of contact. Can't get that to go. Bobcats rip down the board. Going the other way now. Bobcats going left to right here in the second half. Warriors from right to left as we see it on the home stands. Christian Griffin here with you, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And a reminder that the second half tip-off is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Haley gets a steal. And a wide open basket gets the Warriors started here in this third quarter. But Mountain High Outfitters celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. They got Gray Haley on the foul following the layup. Warriors lead 49-30. Yeah, you heard that right. Put up 47 points in 16 minutes of game action. Bobcats struggling to get the ball across half court. They finally do in the right wing, now with Foreman in the short corner, and he knocks it down. Foreman leads the way for the Bobcats. He has 12. Parks Myers in the short corner. He kicks, finds it to Barrett Cook. Now to Haley. Thought about the three, did Harper. He works his way inside. Parks Myers now. Now back to Haley at the top of the key. Warriors almost had one too many passes there. Barrett Cook, left wing three. Can't rattle that one home. Offensive rebound, Parker Wright, and the foul. Parker Wright with the tip in. And he heads to the free throw line, looking to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw on the way, no good. It's going to be out on the Bobcats. No! They're saying it was out on Gray Haley. It was definitely out on the Bobcats, but they did not see it that way. That's Bobcat basketball. 6:20 to play here in the third quarter. Bobcats break the press and had numbers. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. I believe it was kicked by Parks Myers. A Haley layup and Wright layup are the scoring numbers for the Warriors here in the third quarter. Foreman threw a lot of contact. No call. Barrett Cook comes away with the rebound. Hayden Harper, a three-on-one fast break. And number two finds the cylinder. 53-32. 6 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Cameron Baker working things and working the offense, and they're going to get Barrett Cook on a hand check foul. I thought it was a little bit of a cheap foul, and he's kind of standing there with his palms up as well. I agree. I think through all the contact we've let see go by here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight, that one a little ticky-tack. 5:44 remaining in the third quarter. Cameron Baker draws a lot of contact and a 12-foot jumper off the step back is good. Hayden Harper kicks it to Barrett Cook in the far corner. Thought about the three. Spins back to the inside. Hands it off to Parker Wright. And he stands on the baseline. You can hear Coach William Johnson telling Barrett Cook just to shoot it. You had a wide open layup. And Johnson immediately looks down his bench, and Will Lyles will check in for Barrett Cook. 53-34. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Ball sitting right now on the left side. They try and kick it to Foreman in the short corner, but he began to cut towards the basket. And the Bobcats turn it over once again. Hayden Harper gets the inbounds, now kicks it to Parks Myers, now to Haley at the top of the key. Now to Harper, tries to find Lyles in the short corner, but it gets stolen away. Free throw line jumper from Cameron Baker, and he knocks it down. He takes contested shots and takes tough shots, but he's proven time and time again his ability to knock them down. Haley thought about the three at the top of the key. Now to Hayden Harper on the left wing. Parker Wright's wide open on the right block. If they can find them, they do finally, but a little too late. But Wright, a pump fake. One dribble goes to the baseline. And Wright lays it in at the rim. He now has 6 in the game for coming here in this third quarter. 55-36, 4:22 to play in the third quarter. Ball gets to the free throw line to Foreman. Now back out to the wing and goes right through the hands of Saban Chambers. I don't think he was expecting that basketball. We've seen it plenty of times. Foreman with that 18-foot jumper in the corner. His ability to knock it down was open, but wasn't looking for the shot that time, and turns it over. Chapman Harris subs into the game, as does Brooke Zachary. It's Harper, Chapman Harris, Will Lyles, Brooke Zachary, and Parks Myers. Will Lyles trapped in the short corner, finds Hayden Harper, who finds Chapman Harris. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Lyles thought about the three. Myers thought about the three, and they try to kick it inside to Brooke Zachary, who would have been wide open. But a kickball violation, and a pretty smart one there for the Bobcats. Hayden Harper will inbound, standing on the first tee in Scott under his own basket. Harper, after surveying, finds his escape man in Parks Myers right around the volleyball line, swinging around the perimeter. Harper trying to find somebody, finds a cutting Chapman Harris. Now back to Parks Myers, inside to Hayden Harper. And he works his way to the free throw line, and they're going to say that he got shoved trying to pass it out. Chambers will pick up the personal foul. 3:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Two fouls apiece by either team here in this third quarter. Parks Myers, the Chapman Harris pump fake, finds it cutting Parks Myers, but instead it gets stolen away. Chambers didn't like the numbers. Will slow things down and set up the offense. They now find Damarian Foreman, guarded by Chapman Harris, out around the volleyball line. Now back to the top of the key. And Chambers, right wing three, he knocks that one down. Chapman Harris thought about responding, kicks it inside to Brooke Zachary. Parks Myers right under the basket. And the defense of Beulah completely forgot about number 11. 57-39. Warriors, since about early second quarter, haven't really been able to gain any ground, but most importantly, they're not losing it as well. I believe they're going to say it was out on the foot of Hayden Harper. They're actually going to say that it was out on Damarian Foreman. Harris will inbound, and Hayden Harper will walk it up the floor. Gets a high ball screen from Brooke Zachary. Now it's to Cord Zellner. and Chapman Harris. Beautiful pick and roll. Cord Zellner unable to convert on the layup. Will Lyles gets the offensive rebound. Hayden Harper pump fake, now gets 2 feet inside the rim, or inside the paint rather. Puts it up at the rim, can't get it to go, but a lot of contact. He'll head to the free throw line. A beautiful pick and roll on the right elbow. We're unable to convert, but Warriors so tough under their own basket at getting offensive rebounds. Hayden Harper can't rattle in the first free throw. Second free throw, no good as well, but Hayden Harper with the pick, gets his own rebound, finds Brooke Zachary standing under the rim. And he converts. Zachary now has 5 in the contest. Why have 2 free throws if you're Hayden Harper when you can have an assist? Approaching the 2-minute mark here in this third quarter. Warriors' lead is extended back to 20. Could have been called for steps, did Saban Chambers. But they're not going to call the foul or the travel. But they'll say that it was out of bounds on Brooke Zachary. 2:04 remaining in this third quarter. Foreman will check back in. Bobcats trying to just inbound the basketball, and they throw it away. You can see the head coach for Beulah was standing up immediately, sits back down in his chair. It's Zachary, Harper, Zellner, Harris, and Lyles, the 5 in white for the Warriors, as the Bobcats set up a little half-court trap. Throw it to the corner, and Will Lyles trying to find Cord Zellner right on the low block, but it gets kicked away by the Bobcats. It'll stay with the Warriors under their own basket. Barrett Cook will check in for Will Lyles with 1:56 to play in the third. Brooke Zachary, little alley-oop layup from Hayden Harper. Zachary showing off the vertical a little bit. Caught it right around the low free throw, or the low volleyball line that goes right into the middle of the paint. And didn't even need to feel the run to land. Barrett Cook gets a steal. Hayden Harper will lay it in, and now the Warriors beginning to add on. 63-39. The Bobcats bring it across half court. And the Bobcats will take a timeout. We'll take one with them here. 63-39, 1:26 remaining in the third quarter. We'll be back with the final 86 seconds when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
.20 and counting here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 63-39 lead over the Bobcats of Beulah. They try and kick it inside to Foreman, but gets knocked away. Chapman Harris, a 3-on-2 fast break, but didn't like it. He'll slow things down. A trap now on the left wing. And Chapman Harris turns it over, and now is going to get called for a trip foul. Coach William Johnson kind of just standing there on the sideline with his arms crossed. He's telling Chapman Harris to go forward. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Bobcats slow on this possession. Baker gets the high ball screen. Left wing 3, long, way too strong. Barrett Cook with the rebound. Chapman Harris wide open layup along the right side. And he lays it in, his first points of tonight's contest. And you can see the up and down speed that Lee Scott's playing with. Feel like it's taken a toll here in this second half, especially late here in the third quarter, under 20 seconds to play in the third. Hayden Harper almost gets a steal on Baker, but he's able to recover. Shot blocked by one of the Warriors. Couldn't tell who it was. They try and find Barrett Cook. He tries to throw it inside to Chapman Harris, but another turnover by the Warriors. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. Shot gets up by Cameron Baker on the left elbow, but can't get it to go in. 65-39 through three quarters of play. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Hayden Harper, left-handed reverse layup, can't get it to go. Bobcats with the left wing three in duck. He can't get it to go. Hayden Harper, the long rebound. He kicks it into Parker Wright, who comes to a jump stop and a pump fake. And Parker Wright lays it in. Parker has 6 points here in this second half. He has eight in the contest, and the Warriors lead 67-39. Ball gets worked around the perimeter. Now it's with Cameron Baker on the wing. Almost traveled, didn't get called for steps. They throw it inside to Jadarian Foreman, and he gets fouled going on the way up. On the right block, he will head to the free throw line. First free throw from Foreman. Hits every part of the rim, but he gets it to rattle home. Second free throw on the way from Foreman. That one no good. Tipped around. An offensive rebound ultimately won by the Bobcats after going through touching the hands of four or five different players. But the Bobcats immediately turn it over. Hayden Harper gets a steal, taking it all the way. Parks Myers with the layup assist goes to Hayden Harper. Just a nice little underneath touch pass. Cameron Baker works his way inside, and he will draw the contact. Warriors' lead is 29 here in the fourth quarter. Bobcats, I'm sure, have another little run in them. If you're the Warriors, find a way to minimize it and keep your offensive production at an all-time high. First free throw, can't get it to go. The Warriors again put up 47 points in the first half. They lead 69-40 with 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way from Baker. He gets that one to go. Baker now with 13 in tonight's contest, approaching the six-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Ball working around the three-point line. It's with Haley now to Barrett Cook. Bobcats doing a nice job switching, playing man-to-man defense right now. Throw it into the short corner. The ball gets stolen away from the Warriors. Three-pointer straight away from Cameron Baker. Won't go. Haley rips down the board. He throws it over to the wing in Barrett Cook. Now back to Haley. Left-handed layup. Won't go. Long rebounds with the Warriors. Barrett Cook gets a poke steal. Could have been a foul. No call. Hayden Harper now with the basketball, and he will take it all the way through the paint uncontested. Hayden Harper with 22 now in the contest. Everybody just seemed to go after their own man, and Hayden Harper, who was just kind of jogging his way up the floor, realized that he had a wide open lane to the basket and lays it in off the glass. Turnover off the foot of the Bobcats, and a mass substitution now by Lee Scott as they're up 71-41, 5 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter. Will Lyles has the ball. They're running a little bit of a motion, tried to kick it to the right wing, but who was on the right wing tried working his way to the top of the key. I believe that was Braden Martin. Under 4.5 to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors well on their way to winning their 11th contest in 12 games. Will Lyles, right-handed layup, gets swatted down from behind. He goes off the hand of Baker. Warriors will inbound the basketball. Right corner three is knocked down. That was number 13 for the Warriors. I believe that was Jack Fuqua. 74-41 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Under 4 minutes to play. Warriors' lead is 33. Nice ball pressure by the Warriors. It sits with Baker now at the top of the key. He tries to break down his defender. Kicks it to the left wing. He tries to work his way inside. Does Foreman. Nobody's there. Now he'll take the left wing three. High arcing three. That one too strong. Weak side rebounds. I believe that's Brown that laid it in. 3:07 and counting. Brooke Zachary with the ball at the top of the key. Will Lyles gets the on-ball screen. Ball now sits on the right wing. Nice give and go, but a turnover. It looked to be nice. The pass just didn't have enough juice on it. And the Bobcats turn it over. Cameron Baker works his way to the low block. Comes to a jump stop in the fadeaway. Tough shot from Baker. He gets it to go. He now leads. Actually, might be tight in scoring. Baker and Foreman doing a majority of the work for the Bobcats. 2.5 to play. Warriors 74, Bobcats 49. And a reach-in foul on Cam Baker, with Brooke Zachary doing the ball handling. Again, the Warriors well on their way to moving to 11-1. Both the girls and the boys varsity teams are winners in four straight. And both teams will move to 1-0 in area play, which is so huge. Brooke Zachary works his way down the right side. And Braden Martin, following the pass from Brooke Zachary, lays it in on the left side. Left wing three, very tough shot. That one won't go, and the Warriors rip down the rebound. 1:28 to play here in the contest. Now with Will Lyles, he gets 2 feet inside the paint. Right-handed layup won't go, and the Bobcats rip down the rebound. 1:15 on the clock. Baker with a running jumper in the corner, and he buries another one. And Beulah will use a timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network with a 30-second timeout. 62 seconds to play in the contest. Again, the girls' varsity team, Coach Corey Harrison's squad, won their fourth straight, winning that one 55-20. And the boys, well, on their way. They lead 76-47. Got to give so much credit to this Lee Scott team. The defense always comes out to play, but the offensive efficiency, especially tonight, putting up 47 points in the first half. Everything's gone right, seemingly, for the Warriors. Under a minute to play. Warriors work their way inside. Couple missed opportunities at the rim, and the Bobcats come away with the rebound. Right corner three. That one gets knocked down. Aiden Sands, his first points of the contest. 34 seconds remaining in the contest. Warriors can try and put up points if they really want to, but ball sitting at the volleyball line right now. We'll see if they just work their way. It's Will Lyles now. He gets 2 feet inside the paint. Right-handed layup off the jump stop. Can't get that one to go, but he'll work his way to the free throw line. Clock continuing to run. Under 15, 14, 13. So you would imagine this would be the final possession of the contest. Lyles' first free throw is no good. They'll stop the clock for just a moment. Allow him. He goes 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Warriors 76, Bobcats 50. A happy night here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. We'll be back in 2 minutes to talk about it and wrap everything up here on the broadcast as the Warriors complete the sweep over the Beulah Bobcats. And we'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Back inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. I'm Christian Griffin here bringing you a happy night on the campus of Lee Scott Academy as the Warriors complete the sweep over the Beulah Bobcats. Junior varsity boys win big. Varsity girls win 55-20. And the boys win 76-50. Taking a look at some of these final scores for the Lee Scott Warriors. Just going down the entire lineup. Haley with 12. Harper led all scorers tonight. He had 22. Parker Wright had 8. 6 of those coming in the second half. Chapman Harris with 2. Parks Myers had 17. He had 13 in the first half. He carried the way for the Warriors in those first 16 minutes. Where the Warriors put up 47 points in 16 minutes. Again, Parks Myers finishes with 17. Brooks Zachary finishes with 7. Barrett Cook with 3. And a couple other players getting in the scoring column here late in the fourth quarter as well. Warriors open up the AHSAA Area 6, their first ever area game inside the AHSAA with a big-time victory. Again, a majority of these teams you will not see until after the new year. You will not see Dadeville until January 14th. The first time you see Glenwood is January 17th. You see Beulah again on the 21st of January, Dadeville the 23rd, and then Glenwood on the 27th once again. So again, the first very early area game, but you now have a one-up lead on everybody else in the games that Coach Corey Harrison and William Johnson talked about, the games that truly matter for this Lee Scott team. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be Saturday, December 14th. This will be a home game where the Warriors take on Alabama Christian. The varsity girls are scheduled for a 2:30 start, and the boys slated for 4, but will be about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of that event. Again, airtime scheduled right around the 2:30 mark. I'm not sure if there is the junior varsity game. If so, it might be a few moments before, because the junior varsity team seems to take care of business just about every single time they are on the floor. But again, all of this will be on the home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, and we hope to have the YouTube and the Facebook live stream up there as well. Again, apologies for anybody that was trying to watch via the stream, but with the storm outside, it knocked the Wi-Fi completely out of the gym and disconnected the huddle camera. Therefore, we weren't able to connect with anything. You would have seen a black screen the whole time, and don't think that's necessarily what you were tuning in to see. Warriors victorious on the hardwood. Girls win 55-20. Boys win 76-50. We will see y'all on Saturday night. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy and everybody at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until Saturday afternoon, have a great night. Stay safe, stay dry, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.